There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Let's begin in Australia, and Melbourne's Jewish community is advised to stay alert as a pro-Palestinian Nakba Day march is set to end at St Kilda Beach this Sunday. Organised by Free Palestine Melbourne, the 6-kilometre route begins at the State Library and passes through key sites, including the US consulate. Police will maintain a visible presence to ensure safety, emphasising the right to a peaceful protest. The event's controversial slogans, such as From the River to the Sea, have raised tensions. Jewish counter-protesters like the Lions of Zion may also be present to oppose the march. A recent report highlights a significant surge in online anti-Semitism across Latin America, analyzing over 160 million social media posts in Spanish. The 2024 Online Anti-Semitism Report by the Web Observatory reveals that traditional anti-Semitic content has doubled, with 20% of posts being anti-Semitic and Facebook seeing an increase to 11.5%. The study also examined YouTube comments, finding 11.2% anti-Semitic. Experts emphasize the need for increased awareness, monitoring, and collaboration with social media platforms, urging governments to play a more active role in combating online hate speech. News from Canada now, and a city staff report just released will assess Toronto's potential bubble bylaw, designed to shield Jewish sites from disruptive and sometimes violent anti-Israel and anti-Semitic protests. This decision is a key test for Mayor Olivia Chow, who also faces the question of attending the 2025 UJA Walk with Israel to strengthen ties with the Jewish community. During Passover, Chow emphasized the importance of Jewish safety in Toronto and noted that federal legislation, if enacted, could support local efforts. Let's now take a look at what other stories have made headlines. A UN special rapporteur on Palestinian rights received about $20,000 from pro-Hamas groups for her travel to Australia and New Zealand in late 2023. This is according to UN Watch. On Wednesday, Belgian police raided Jewish homes in Antwerp's Jewish and Green quarters, targeting illegal ritual circumcisions. Authorities searched for knives and related tools but made no arrests. Three British right-wing extremists were convicted for plotting terrorist attacks targeting mosques and synagogues, aiming to incite a race war. They also face charges for gathering intelligence that could aid terrorism. Pro-Israel advocate Lori Cardoza Moore has urged President Trump to address Qatari influence over U.S. education during his Doha visit. In her letter, she called for Qatar to cease funding anti-Semitic and anti-Israel propaganda in American and Qatari schools. Knesset officials warned that a proposed 80% tax on foreign state entity donations to NGOs could backfire, potentially hindering Israel's support for Jewish groups abroad. A man in Cleveland's Jewish suburb checked out books on Jewish history and marginalized topics before filming himself burning them, including the Diary of Anne Frank. The library plans to replace the books, and residents have donated over 1,000 books in response. And finally, on a lighter note.
Hiya. Oh my, didn't she get fat? Well, you know, how do you like my tan? I just got back from Florida. You know, I used to wonder why doctors tell you to go to Florida for rheumatism. Well, I found out you get it there. But
we feature Jean Carroll, recognized as the first Jewish woman stand-up comedian and influencer, who paved the way for future generations of female comedians. Her career peaked in the 1950s and 60s, featuring 29 appearances on The Ed Sullivan Show, theater tours, a comedy album, and a sitcom. You can find out more about her at an event happening later today at the American Jewish Historical Society in New York City, hosted by Judy Gold and featuring Grace Kessler Overbeek, which aims to highlight her significant yet under-recognized legacy and contribution to comedy history. Don't miss it.
I have to go home now because I have to walk my dog. I'll see you later.
For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.